Thank you very much. It's wonderful to see all of you here, and we're thrilled to present, for those of you who've been reading your programs carefully, a special deal tonight. Two Glee Clubs for the price of one. Behind me we have, of course, the Glee Club of 2015-2016, giving their first performance on this stage. We took some wonderful new guys, a dozen new guys, 17 days ago, and have created a new group for this year, as has happened for a long time. In the second half of the program, you're going to hear the Glee Club of 1965-66, many of whose members have come back to relive their astonishing and historical semester-long tour of Southeast Asia, which is going to be such a treat for all of us. And we'll join the two groups together, of course. Our theme this year is transformations. We're going to sing a piece that's about a slightly heartbreaking transformation. It's the story of a young boy, a minstrel, who courageously but perhaps foolishly goes off to war with his father's sword strapped on and his harp slung over his shoulder. He is, of course, fairly quickly captured, but he makes the decision which any musician will recognize as one of the hardest decisions. He decides that rather than allow his harp to be used to sing the enemy's songs, he would rather destroy it, and he does. And you'll hear in this arrangement the melody, the beautiful Irish folk tune, pulled and stretched and pulled apart until the melody isn't there anymore. It's a beautiful setting by Jameson Marvin of The Minstrel Boy.
Minstrel boy to the war is on in the ranks of death.
I discovered this year the wonderful Haitian composer Sidney Guillaume, who's written a terrific piece that, setting a text of his father's, which I think we can all relate to. It's about just that your life is always feels like it's in a little bit of a mess. And it's a mess here and a mess there, and your work life is a mess, and your thoughts are a mess, your emotions, sometimes your relationships, and it's hard to focus on what's important. And it comes to a wonderful transformative moment in the middle of the piece where his father has this realization that, well, that's always going to be the case. And you have to learn to accept that and accept the beauty of life in its permanent messiness, which is a wonderful statement and of philosophy that I think all Cornell students can relate to. And we've really enjoyed learning this. This is Gagotte. If you think our French is a little bit strange, it's because it's not French. It's in Haitian Creole with some elements of that. Gagotte by Sidney Guillaume. We're now turning our ears back about 500 years to the amazing Flemish composer Josquin des Prez. And this piece is about a transformation in two ways. First, the text, Praeterorum, which tells the miracle of the virgin birth, and Josquin, with his inimitable brilliance and genius, decides to take this miracle and turn music upside down. So instead of having the usual single, slow-moving bass line and a lot of activity up top, which was so characteristic of the music of his time, he has a single, slow-moving, high line and two very active bass parts. And I'm thrilled that we have that many very active basses. Now, the other thing that he does is to take the original chant line, the beautiful chant tune, and then insert it into his music at about 1/8 of its original speed. He transforms it and then writes all these lines that fit with it in a beautiful way. That chant line in his music is written for sopranos. We have no sopranos or altos in the Glee Club, but we're very, very fortunate to have in our sister group, the Cornell Chorus, many fine sopranos and altos. And we're inviting them to sing the initial chant and the top line of the Josquin as well, for the first time joining the Glee Club in this homecoming concert. So, chorus, please rise. next piece is an American spiritual the Glee Club has done many times over the years. It's about building a home, and I thought we would just have a little bit of the sound of building a home as we're doing it. It's the sense of transformation of self that comes through honest work. And the text is quite simple and beautiful. This gentleman is building a home, but what he's really building is a spiritual home through the course of good works and good thoughts, so that just around the time when his earthly home is no longer useful to him, he has built that spiritual home that he can live in from then on. Our soloist is the inimitable Jay Noh.
My soul, God, I have, and my soul, and my
I don't think you're allowed to applaud longer than the piece itself. We've had for almost 50 years within the Glee Club a terrific, entirely student-run subset group, the Cornell Hangovers, and I'm very pleased to invite them to come out and sing a couple numbers for you now.
Go up the ladder to the roof, where we can be. find freedom in our singing. Whoa.
Memories of broken dreams.
Oh, no,
good evening and welcome. My name is Jacob Cohen. I'm a senior in the Cornell Glee Club, and I'm so happy to see all of you here. Tonight, we not only celebrate our homecoming, but a special 50th reunion of the Glee Club's 1966 tour through Southeast Asia, a tour that went on to change the lives of all the men who went on it, and also truly raised the bar for what we could do as a choral ensemble for the next 50 years. So this year, we honor this anniversary not only with our homecoming concert tonight, but with an international tour of our own. In January, the Glee Club, along with the Women's Chorus up on the balcony, will be embarking on a service and performance tour through Mexico and Guatemala for 2.5 weeks. And this tour will include workshops at communities and local schools, collaborations with local universities, and even a performance of the professional orchestra in Jalapa, Mexico. In addition, our stop in Mexico City will be the kickoff to the official Cornell Club of Mexico. So it's going to be an incredibly exciting January for all of us. As you would expect, taking over 100 students abroad for 2.5 weeks, the costs are very significant. And as a student organization, we have a commitment to make sure that all of our members, regardless of their financial backgrounds, can share this experience with us. So tonight, we will be raffling off 2 gift baskets full with goodies from around the Ithaca area, and all proceeds will go to benefit the tour. We'd really be grateful for your support in this raffle. And if you're watching on the live stream from home, you can also support the tour by visiting our website at gleeclub.com. Thank you so much. By supporting this project, not only will you help to further the proud commitment that Cornell has to being a global university, but give us that same life-changing experience that was had 50 years ago by our predecessors who are here tonight. So thank you again, and go Big Red!
I certainly hope that 50 years after this tour, in 2065, that I'm in as good shape as Professor Tom Sokol is, who will in fact be conducting that same group of guys right after the intermission. When Thomas Sokol, who served here as director of the choral program and chair of the music department, retired after 38 years, we established at Cornell a Sokol commissioning fund through the generous support of many donors so that every year we could commission a new composer to write new music for men's voices. We've got about 1,000 years worth of it already, but we think there is yet more to be said, and we always discover that that's true. This year's commissionee is our first international commission in some time. It's Jens Klimek, a young German composer, whom I discovered in a classically modern way on YouTube. And Jens has come all the way from Germany to hear the premiere, the world premiere tonight, of his piece, which is a setting of text by Vladimir Nabokov, who, of course, as you know, also taught here at Cornell for 11 years. And it's a beautiful, beautiful text from Pale Fire, which describes the astonishing reaches of time, both before us and after us, that you feel when you look up at the heavens, when you see light from thousands of years ago, and you know that it will go on for many, many years. And he compares that to giant, incredibly slow-moving wings. We think Jens has captured Nabokov's writing in a stunning way, and we hope that this piece will have many more performances after this evening, but we're very, very pleased to give it its world premiere for you here tonight. This is Outstare the Stars by Jens Klimek. Thank you.
On a cold February morning in Ithaca in the winter of 1966, with snow piled several feet high, 41 members of the Cornell University Glee Club waited eagerly in front of Sage Chapel for their bus to arrive. 2 days later, having flown through Paris, Rome, Cairo, and Karachi, the group found itself on the tropical island of Ceylon, now known as Sri Lanka. On the ground, where the temperature was a cool 99 degrees, the overdressed men hastily shed their topcoats as they were garlanded with floral leis. Unfortunately, the trunks carrying their tuxedos and dinner jackets had decided to spend a few extra days in London. Their rendition of the national anthem, Sri Lanka Mata, was so beautiful that their recording of it was played daily on Radio Ceylon for many decades. Finally reunited with their tuxedos, the men exchanged songs with the Singapore People's Association and were treated to their first Asian-style banquet, complete with 100-year-old eggs. In Malaysia, a rave review in the Sunday Gazette read, "This was the best male ensemble this reviewer has ever heard and is surely one of the finest in the world." A week in Thailand gave the men a chance to explore the capital city of Bangkok with its colorful floating market and to perform several more times, including an impromptu concert for two NASA astronauts. Next, it was off to the Philippines, where the Cornell Club rolled out the red carpet and presented the singers with the traditional Filipino shirts known as Barong Tagalogs. With five countries under their belt, it was time for some well-deserved R&R in Hong Kong, where the men enjoyed the fabulous food and the incredible hospitality of the Cornell Club, led by Cornell graduate extraordinaire Maple Kwan. Over the 12 weeks of the tour, the men would travel to 10 countries, perform over 100 concerts, and would be heard by an estimated 100 million people. Their time in Taiwan included a pre-dawn flight into the island fortress of Quemoy, where the men helped launch propaganda balloons to mainland China, which was still off limits to American travelers. After a brief tour of Okinawa, the men traveled on to Seoul, Korea, and visited the demilitarized zone at Panmunjom. In Tokyo, the men got a taste of the modern industrial side of Japan, while in Kyoto they experienced the peaceful serenity of its traditional side. In Hiroshima, the site of Ground Zero, where the first atomic bomb was dropped, was indelibly imprinted in everyone's mind. The resilience of the people gave hope that even after the most horrific of circumstances, life can go on and peace can once again reign. These incredible 12 weeks changed forever the lives of these men. Many went back to Asia, some worked there, one even married a woman he met on the tour. Music was the universal currency which transcended economic, linguistic, and cultural differences. Please join me in welcoming Professor Emeritus Thomas Sokol and the members of the Cornell University Glee Club's 1966 tour of Southeast Asia.
Oh,
I can't tell you how moving I find that. And I hope you do as well, to know the extraordinary story. We're going to just flesh out this Glee Club. It's quite often that we get various alums together, but this is a particularly wonderful pairing. So I'm going to invite the 66 guys to spread yourselves across the stage as we were. The current Glee Club are going to join in. And I'm going to tell a little story, which I've told many times, but it's about Tom Sokol. This professor right here. Should we give him a room? Hang on just a second. I'll give you a crossing path here. So when we thought about what piece we could sing together with the Glee Club of today and the Glee Club of 50 years ago, there was really no argument. It had to be the piece which has been so strongly associated with this group now for about 45 years, which is the Franz Biebl Ave Maria. Tom Sokol took many other tours with the men of the Cornell Glee Club throughout his time here, and one was to Europe, where, I hope I get the story right now that I'm doing it in your presence, he met the composer Franz Biebl, who handed him a stack of music and said, "Here is some of my music." This is sometimes good news when a composer does that, but in this case, there was a real treat amid the stack, the Franz Biebl seven-part Ave Maria, which he had written for his choir and another choir from, I believe, a fireman's house down the road. And Professor Sokol was wise enough to see immediately that it was a real gem, brought it back to America with the Glee Club, performed it many times, and every other men's chorus in America said, "Yes, we'll have that too." And made it their own as well. It's one of the great, great pieces for a men's choir of the 20th century. And I'm so thrilled, after many performances, to finally have a chance in person to thank Professor Sokol for going through that stack and finding the gem.
Thank you.
First off, thank you guys all so much for being here. It means so much to have such a full and wonderful crowd to perform to. My name is Matt Linden, and I'm the president of the Glee Club right now. And I want to start by saying I have no idea why I agreed to talk now, because I can't top that. that being said, I'll do my best to just say a couple words about what it means to perform with these gentlemen up on this stage. The idea that when we're in 2065 and back on this stage celebrating the 50th reunion of this year's Mexico and Guatemala tour, the idea that we would be as close and as devoted and as musically excellent and as kind and interesting people to talk to as the gentleman we just sang with. If I could be half the inspiration to the kids who are in school then that they are to us now, I would be a very, very happy person. And I guess the only way we could possibly top that is by announcing the winners of the raffle. So while we're getting the tickets, the first person I'd like to invite down to do an honorary drawing is my predecessor of 50 years, who probably stood up on a stage somewhat like this one and talked to a crowd somewhat like you. This is H. Michael Newman, the president of the 1966 Club. This first winner, we're going to read out the number, wins the Corneliana-themed basket.
Seven, six, three, five, two, one.
Do we have a winner? Hey! You can come get it after the concert. Another big hand for Mike. And the second person I'd like to call up is in many ways the person who made this event possible, a man whose industry is matched only by his ability at making crossword puzzles. Adam Pearl, class of 66, come on down. And the winner of this basket will receive the Taste of the Finger Lakes basket.
And the winner is 763-750. We have a winner.
All right, fantastic. You can pick up your basket after the concert. Thank you very much for letting me say a few words, and I hope you enjoy the remainder of the concert.
There are two people that we really need to thank, many always, but two in particular. One is our current general manager, Chris Wolfram, who created the video that you saw earlier. Should have said three, and our current vice president, Kristen Kelly, who helped spearhead this whole visit as well. And most of all of us in the current Glee Club, and I'm sure the 1966 Glee Club as well, are so grateful to Adam Pearl, 67, who organized this with impeccable professionalism. Starting many months ago when we first approached them about making this happen, and managed to convince all these gentlemen to come back to Ithaca. And you can imagine just how much of an undertaking that is, and has shown them a wonderful weekend and inspired us beyond words. Adam Pearl. Of course, lest you think that there was a 45-year interregnum, of the Cornell University Glee Club, a few other glee clubs existed during that time, and a few other men sang with the group, and I bet a few of them are out in the hall right now, and we'd like to invite every single one of you to come up on stage with us now to sing just a little bit of Nostalgic Cornell. Hooray!
Junior taking my ease. I go to my classes whenever I please. I studied abroad, and boy was she swell. See, I ain't been a-wasting my time at Cornell.
Coming out this evening, and we'll end, as we always do, with the evening song in the alma mater, and we love hearing you sing along.